Thank you. Thank you. Yes, the distinctive sound of Wes Montgomery. You heard him play Impressions, and I'm having trouble finding where exactly that came from. I have a digital copy of this, and while it was playing, searching through Wikipedia and other sources, the closest thing I can find, although the track length doesn't match what's marked here on Wikipedia, I believe it's this group from the Smokin' at the Half Note album, which is an incredible quartet of Wes Montgomery on guitar, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, doing their version of Impressions, a John Coltrane composition. Before that, we heard from two albums, actually. We heard of Noah Behrman, or I should say some projects that Noah Behrman are involved in. Before the Wes Montgomery track, we heard something brand new that I got from Noah Behrman last night at Wesleyan during a performance. He mentioned this album is being released. I think today is the official release date. The name of the group is the Envisage Collective, and the name of the album, Reach Out, and that was a Noah Behrman composition entitled Step on a Crack. And this is a great group as well. Najee Nordhaus on trumpet and flugelhorn, Chris Allen on alto sax, Chris Dingman on vibraphones, Noah Behrman on piano, Ike Sturm on bass, and Alan Menard on drums. And I just want to read from the liner notes here what this album is about. And Noah Behrman states in the liner notes, "What are we envisaging, and to what end do we create together? Societies and communities reverberating with justice and kindness, inclusion and respect for all, care for the hurting, sick and marginalized, and for the natural world. Art that echoes, illuminates, and stimulates the best thoughts and actions of humanity and serves the causes of peace and restoration." So that is what this album and this collective is all about, the Envisage Collective from Noah Behrman, as I said, out today. Before that, we heard another project that Noah Behrman is involved in, and that is Trio 149, and that's from an album entitled Raise Up. Noah Behrman on organ and keyboards, Jen Allen on piano, and Jonathan Blake on drums, a very interesting trio with two keyboards and drums. The name of the album, Raise Up, we heard A New Beginning. And that is a Jonathan Blake composition.
Thank you.
That's Stan Getz from the album Sweet Rain, a collaboration he did with Chick Corea, also featuring Stanley Clark on bass, and I believe it's Tony Williams on drums, along with Stan Getz on tenor saxophone. What a great sound Stan Getz had. All right, time now is 10 o'clock. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster. Here on WWUH West Hartford, 91.3 FM. You can also hear us on WDJW Summers, 89.7 FM, and streaming online all around the world at WWUH.org. All right, we're going to continue on with something from one of our favorite bass players coming out of the Hartford area. His name is Matt Dwanzik. He has a great new album out called What a Wonderful World. We're going to hear the title track from that. This is Matt Dwanzik.
What a wonderful world.
Matt Dwanzik from his album "Wonderful," What a Wonderful World. We heard the track, the title track from that. The album title actually is "Wonderful World." We heard "What a Wonderful World." I don't have the liner notes in front of me, but I'll try to do it by memory. Matt Dwanzik on bass, Tabor Gable on piano. I think we got Steve Davis on trombone, Josh Bruno on trumpet. Am I leaving anyone out? Andrew Renfro on guitar. Jovan Alexander on tenor saxophone. And all of them Heart musicians. Oh, Chanel Johns on vocals as well. So all of them products of the University of Hartford Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz, and all of them pursuing great careers in New York City. We certainly wish them well, and we love them all. And great to have such talent coming out of the Hartford area. All right, we're going to continue on with some more music here. I wanted to play something from Chick Corea's latest effort, a trio album with Christian McBride and Brian Blade. We're going to hear a track called Eidertown.
Thank you.
time now is 11 o'clock. You are listening to WWUH West Hartford, 91.3 FM. You can also hear us on WDJW Summers, 89.7 FM, and streaming online all around the world at WWUH.org.
Thank you.
Keith Jarrett, brand new from Keith Jarrett. Always exciting when we see a new Keith Jarrett album come into the studio. Name of the album is Munich 2016. And of course, we heard his solo rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Keith Jarrett. Before that, we heard another top-tier pianist. Of course, that's Chick Corea from his new album, Trilogy 2, along with Christian McBride and Brian Blade. And we heard the track called, let's see, Eidertown. And I had to look that up. And that is Duck Down from a particular species of duck, from the eider duck. Eider Down from Chick Corea from Trilogy 2. All right, time now is 11:06. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove.
This is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.